In Tzulis Per Shabbos, I know it's a little bit uninteresting to talk about Parsha Zachar 2 days after Parsha Zachar, but in Tzulis Per Shabbos, I thought an interesting thing came up. The Baal Korei, we do a second Kriya for women right after davening, which is its own discussion whether that's a good idea or a bad idea. But Lemaisa, a lot of shuls do it, and we're one of those shuls that does it. And the Baal Korei came over to me after davening, and he said to me, you know, it's my son's bar mitzvah parsha. His son is 13 and a half years old, just became bar mitzvah in the summer. So it's his bar mitzvah parsha. So he said, my son would like to read Parsha Zachar for the second kriya for the women. Is it okay if he learns Parsha Zachar for the women? So I thought about it for a second. I said, yeah, it's okay. I don't have a problem with it. So a lot of people came over to me. How could you let bar mitzvah boy lane Parsha Zachar? Why is that okay? Isn't it usher for bar mitzvah boy to lane Parsha Zachar? So I want to explain why I think it might be okay for in this situation to lane Parsha Zachar. We discussed last week whether a katan is allowed to lane, whether you can give a katan in general, whether a katan is allowed to get an aliyah, whether a katan is allowed to lane from the Torah. We pointed out the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Mikra Din, a katan could certainly of the Shiva Kruim, a katan is certainly allowed to get one of the aliyos of the Shiva Kruim on Shabbos, and he's allowed to lane for that. The minhag of Ashkenazim is not that way, but that's the minhag of Sfardim. But that's when you're dealing with a katan. So really there are two elements to this shayla. One element is, can a bar mitzvah boy be assumed to be a gadol for the purpose of laning Parsha Zachar? And then the second element of the shayla is, even if he cannot be assumed necessarily to be a gadol for Parsha Zachar, if he's laning it for men, maybe when you're laning it for women, it's different. Maybe for women, the halacha would be different. So there are a lot of chumras that we have about Parsha Zachar because it's Doraisa, because Zachar is Doraisa. And Siman Tov Reish Pei Hei Sif Beis Shulchan Aruch says, B'Shabbos Shnia, the second Shabbos of Chodesh Adar, Motzin Shnei Svarim, we take out two Sifrei Torah, Be'echa Kori Parsha Shua, B'Sheni Kori Zachar, as Eis Asher Asa Lecha Amalek, U'Maftir B'Kadi Asher Asa Amalek. Good, we have this halacha that we lane a special section for Zachar. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Zayin, Yesh Omrim She Parsha Zachar Parshas Parah Aduma Chayavim L'Krosa Midor Raisa. That some say that this is a Chiyuv Dor Raisa. L'fichach b'nei Yishuvim She'en L'minyin Tzrichem L'Vol L'Makom She'esh Minyin B'Shabbat Solalu. And therefore, if you live in a place that doesn't have a minyan on the week of Parshas Parah and Parshas Zachar, you need to go to a place that does have a minyan K'dei L'Shmo a Parshios Say L'Shem Midor Raisa, in order to hear these Parshios that are Midor Raisa. And if you can't go to a place that has a minion, at least lane it without a minion from the Sefer Torah with the trap, because that's the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. The Gemara Megillah says it has to dafka be done mitoch haksav, it has to dafka be done as a kriya. It can't just be that you remember Amalek in your head. It has to actually be done mikriya mitoch haksav. So we pass that it's got to be done from a Sefer Torah to lane the special parsha of Zichiras Amalek. Now, since it is Daraisa, Mishra Bruce says we have a whole bunch of chumras when it comes to Parsha Zachar. Namely, Shulchan Aruch says that the Mishra Bruce rather says that the pronunciation of every word is so important that you have to have kavana when you hear Parsha Zachar. That's why the minig is in shuls that they announce that since it's Mitzvah Daraisa, and by Mitzvah Daraisa we pass Mitzvah Shrichs Kavana, everyone should dafka have kavana to be yotze the Mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. The Baal Korei has to have kavana to be motzi others in the Mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. And in terms of the pronunciation, the Mishra Bruce has that famous comment that some say that the pronunciation of the word is Zecher, others say it's Zecher, and therefore we read it twice in order to fulfill both Zecher and Zecher possibilities. Of course, the difficulty is that no one really says it's Zecher, or very few people really say it's Zecher. The main source of the Mishra Bruce is from the Maisa Rav, which says that the Gra read it as Zecher, but if you look in the Haskama of Chaim Veloshner to the Maisa Rav, he says, really nice book, you have a lot of really good anhagos of the Gra. I have no idea where you got this Zecher thing from, though, because I've heard the Gra say Parsha Zecher several times, and he never ever said Zecher, so I don't know what that's all about, but the rest of the book is really good. And yet that, the Mishra Bruce quotes that we in every shul we do to be yotzei that that supposed shita of the Vilna Gaon as recorded in Maisra. But we're hypersensitive about this. We're very, very sensitive to make sure that it should be heard in the proper havara. Rav Adi Yosef writes that a Svardi who davens in an Ashkenazi shul should not daven in an Ashkenazi shul for Parshas Zachor because he should hear it in the Svardi with the Svardi havara. And he even says that an Ashkenazi should hear it in an Ashkenazi havara. You know, a lot of times he'll just say, well, the Svardim are right, the Ashkenazim are wrong. So nobody says Ashkenazim should make sure that they hear with their tradition. And we're very, very careful about this, about Zachor. So it stands to reason that if there's cause to be concerned that a bar mitzvah boy is not a gadol, that would be a reasonable thing to be makbid about when it comes to Zachor, which is daraisa. Why would he not be a gadol? Because the halacha is that even if a person is a ben yud gimel shana, but he doesn't have shtei saros, so if he hasn't yet matured physically to the point of having shtei saros, then he does not yet have a din of a gadol. So why is it that by bar mitzvah boys we all of a sudden when we start them to a minyan and we count them for everything, we let them act like regular bar mitzvah? Why don't we check for shtei saros? Because the Gemara has in Maseches Nida, Chazaka Drava, I couldn't find the Gemara right now, it's either Memvav, Memzayin, around there, somewhere in Maseches Nida, the Gemara has, maybe it's in the Nal, I don't remember. Somewhere in Maseches Nida, the Gemara in the middle of Nida, the Gemara has this Chazaka Drava, that Rava has Chazaka, that most of the time when a person is Ben Yud Gimel Shanim, that he also has Shtei Sa'aros. So we rely on that Chazaka. That Chazaka is a Ruba de la Sakaman. It's not that we ever did a poll or that we ever tested people. It's just a majority that we know that's the way it typically works. So some want to argue, yeah, when are you going to rely on a chazaka? That's only when you're dealing with a din midrabanan. But for a din midaraisa, you should not rely on this chazaka. In fact, in Harei Kodesh, of the Mekrei Kodesh, with Tzvi Pesach Frank, I think the Harei Kodesh was written by a grandson, which is the footnotes to the Mekrei Kodesh. It says that the Harei Kodesh was written by a Neched Maran Zatzal, a grandson of Tzvi Pesach Frank, Hagon Rav Yosef Kohn, Rav Adayin Tzedek Bekarta Kedisha de Yerushalayim, a Rav in Yerushalayim. He writes, Nishalti al nar bar mitzvah sheigiel liyud gimel lefnei parsha zachar im yochal alos b'zachar v'likro ba'atzmo k'nilein parsha zachar amarti sheish makom lahachmir binyin zeh. There's room to be machmir about this. Mikimin shemidar raisa lo samchin al chazaka d'rava, because midar raisa, we're not samich on the chazaka of Rava. When we call makom b'nogei al brachos say nachmir, if it's just to give him the aliyah, that we don't have to be machmir. Because katan, we don't have to be machmir on the brachas. Only the actual being motzi us in the laning do we have to be machmir? So that's what he suggests, that an ar bar mitzvah should not get parsha zachar. Now, a couple of things. First of all, this chumrah of not allowing a bar mitzvah boy to learn parsha zachar is not mentioned by the Mishra Brura. It's not mentioned by any of the Nosi Kelim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned by any of the Nosi Kelim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned by the Aruch HaShulchan. It's something that seems to be of more recent vintage, unless it was just always assumed. It doesn't seem to be mentioned by any of the major poskim. Someone came over to me and said, no, it's mentioned by the Taz. It's not. The Taz talks about a katan laning parsha zachar. That itself is a machlokas, because we discussed that a katan can get maftir meikar adin. So that's a discussion. Can you let him get maftir for zachar? Can you let him lain parsha zachar? So that itself is a machlokas aposkim, where some poskim say, yeah, even a katan. But once you're dealing with the boy's bar mitzvah, so yeah, it appears in the footnotes of the Har Tzvi. It may appear in a few other places, but I'm not sure. I don't know why it became such a widespread practice that a bar mitzvah boy doesn't lay in parsha zachar. Probably it's just part of the overall attitude of being extra machmir when it comes to parsha zachar. Rav Pam's grandson told me that in Torah Vedas they would not allow a bar mitzvah boy to lay in zachar, but Rav Pam explained that it's not because of chazaka derava and refusal to rely on it for a din d'oraisa. Rav Pam thought that when bar mitzvah boys lay, they often do it bal peh. They're often not really reading mitoch haksav. And he said that it has to be read. This is a Kriya Sator Midaraisa. It's got to be Mitoch HaKsav. He didn't trust that the Bar Mitzvah boy would be reading it directly mitoch haksav. So that's a practical reason. But if a guy is reading mitoch haksav, then it sounds like he would not have had a serious problem with it. Okay, but the minhag is, it seems that a lot of places they try to be makbid not to have a bar mitzvah boy lane parsha zachar. I don't know when the chazaka the rava would change. Do we wait ad in the smali zakano? You wait until he could grow a full beard and say, okay, now he must have shtei saros? Or at what point do you say 6 months after his bar mitzvah came stum, and now it's like beyond chazaka the rava, it's beyond the rubu the lasa kaman? Or a year later, like when exactly does it change? This boy was 13 and a half years old. It was 6 months ago was his bar mitzvah. So like, at what point do you just say, you know, we're gonna rely that everything's okay? I don't know. I'm not sure when that would change. So that's another sniff over here. First of all, Meikar Adin, many poskim hold even a katan can lay parsha zachar. Even old, not a katan. So we don't have any of the poskim that quote, any of the early poskim that quote that a bar mitzvah boy who's yigia l'shanim, that he's not allowed to lay. It's just a chumrah that's mentioned by a few people. Third, he's not a bar mitzvah. This boy was 13 and a half. So maybe already the chazaka changes. Growing a little mustache a little bit already, so maybe the chazaka changes. Then the fourth element, and really the most critical element over here, I think, is that it wasn't for the Kriya Sator and Shul, it was for the second Kriya for women. There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. The Sefer HaChinuch famously says that women are pater from the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek because they're pater from Mechiras HaMalek because they're not b'nei milchama, so they don't fight wars, and therefore they're pater from Zechiras HaMalek. Min Chaschinuch has a whole bunch of questions on that. What do you mean? Just so who says that the two mitzvahs are so intertwined with each other that just because you're pater from one, you're pater from the other? Who says that women are really pater from Milchamas HaMalek? The Mishnah Sota says Afilu Kala Mechupasa goes out to fight a Milchamas mitzvah. So okay, a lot of very good catches on the Sefer HaChinuch, but how do we paskin? Are women actually chayv or are they pater from Zechiras HaMalek? If I'm not mistaken, I heard from Rav Shachter, but I could be mistaken about that. But I definitely saw in Kovitz Halachos from Shmuel Kamenetsky and in the name of Ramesha that we paskin Mekar Din, women are pater from Zechiras HaMalek. Why do women do it? They're knowing to be machmir, to hear Parsha Zachar, but it's a minag. It's not a din midaraisa, and probably not even a din midrabanan that women have to hear Parsha Zachar. It's a minag that women hear Parsha Zachar. Oh, if it's just a minag, then for sure the bar mitzvah boy, the katan, would be able to be motzi then. If it was just a minag, for sure the bar mitzvah boy, relying on chazaka the rava, would be able to be motzi women in the second kriya of Parsha Zachar. Maybe that's an eitzah for a shul that doesn't want the bar mitzvah boy to learn Parsha Zachar, and he already learned it. He's going to be disappointed if they're going to be having a second kriya. So maybe l'chadchili you should let him do that second kriya for the women to be yotzei Parsha Zachar, provided that the minion of men that's standing around already were yotzei the mitzvah previously. Rav Shmuel says that that when he says it's a minog, he doesn't even mean Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that it's a minog that a person has to do b'toras minog. He means that that if everyone else is going, you shouldn't be parish menatzibur. So if everyone goes to shul, you should go to shul also. But it doesn't mean you're alone somewhere in a community where there's no laning going on, or there is no community around, that you have to observe this minhag. It's not a minhag that actually has to be observed. Okay.